Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. I always appreciate being on your program, and I appreciate you allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right that so many fought, bled, and died for. And I want to apologize to you because on days that I don't monologue or go solo, I feel so guilty because I have all this stuff prepared, I have all this information, and I've really been concentrating lately on the psyops, on how people are being played, and how I've given so much evidence over the past few years on how the powers that be are using identity politics, also known as victim group status, in order to change the playing field and basically strike emotions, eliminate critical thinking so people can basically fight group versus group versus group versus group. And one of the things I've been concentrating on is showing how the powers that be, and it's in their paperwork, and I've mentioned all this stuff too, how they're eliminating individualism on purpose so they can control the masses a little easier. Do you have any comments on the work that I've been doing? I do a lot of other things like corruption and financial and economic, social and political stuff, self-sufficiency, all this stuff, but they all tie together. And what's your overall feeling, Vince? I'm going to ask you a question this time on basically the facts that I just shared with you that I've been giving information and evidence and proof on for so long now.
Yeah, well, yes, you have been doing it for over a decade. And I think you're absolutely right. But what I do, Rich, is I listen very carefully to what you say, and then I find specific examples that people can relate to in their own lives as to maybe a small example of what you have said. And let me just give you what I'm talking about. So you're talking about the manipulation. You've been talking about the disinformation. You've been talking about the lies, the cheating, the corruption. Here's just one small example. So Amazon had a sale on blue jeans. That's a brand I bought in the past. Now, what does blue jeans have to do with corruption and cheating and scandals, misrepresentation? Well, I decided that I bought three pairs of these blue jeans, and there was free shipping. So I went to checkout, and I see that there's $6.99 shipping added to free shipping. I'm thinking, it said free shipping. So what I did was I went back and I looked at the checkout screen. And they automatically, Jeff Bezos does not have enough money apparently. And this is my opinion. Don't believe anything I say, class. Apparently he doesn't have enough money or funds. So they automatically charge you for shipping. But then if you go back one screen, you can click the little tiny circle that says free shipping in little tiny print. That's one example. Next example is the blue jeans arrived in a box, and I thought, gosh, this box doesn't weigh very much. So I took the blue jeans out of the plastic package, one, and I rolled up a pair of my existing blue jeans that have been wearing for months and months, been washed a bunch of times. They're much lighter than they used to be when they first were washed, because I get the full dark blue jeans. I don't get the shredded ones like the celebrities in Hollywood wear. I get blue jeans that don't have rips and tears, and they're not shredded, and they're dark blue. And so I compared the pair that I have been that I've washed a bunch of times for months with a brand new unwashed pair, the brand new heavyweight unwashed pair, the ones that say heavyweight, way less than a pair that I've been wearing for months and months and months and months. So when you talk about disinformation and lies and manipulation and scandals and the cheating, that's just one tiny example of lies. They weigh less. There's no question about it. They weigh less. We have a scale that I inherited from my grandmother. And, you know, there's been cheating going on for a very long time. And my grandmother would go to the butcher, and she'd buy, you know, X, let's say, 2 pounds. And then, you know, it would weigh on the scale at the butcher's 2 pounds. And when she got home, she'd weigh it to see if it still weighed 2 pounds all the way home, you know, for maybe a 15-minute travel, to see if it still weighed 2 pounds. And what she found out was she had to have her own scale, because the butchers put their thumb on the scale. And that's exactly what happens in our lives. Pretty much everything is a misrepresentation of what the facts truly are. So that's just one small example, Rich. So what I'm saying is you're absolutely right.
Well, you know, I'm not doing this to be right. I wish I was wrong, but that's why I like giving facts, evidence, proof, and what people used to call truth. Because when you see the agendas of the meritocracy, if you will, it's very obvious that they are purposely lowering the confidence in the system so people give up. This is why there's so much chaos and infighting and race wars and destruction of institutions and organizations and basically our overall civilization. But I think people, Vince, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I really feel confident that they're waking up to the side effects, to the psyops, to the justification of hate, professional wordsmithing, to the rationalizing of the caste system of the poor and the middle class by the elite, blaming everything on poor middle class whites, especially males, when all the information has been proven is coming from the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Bezos, Gates, Zuckerberg. I mean, I've mentioned all these names. It's just unbelievable how these people, the most pale people on earth, give nepotism connection jobs to their kids and telling everybody else it's the poor and the middle class white male's fault. It's just amazing. But do you feel, Vince, and I know I've used a very relevant example of people listening to the alternative media, and the example I've given many times, and I'm going to give it here again in case we have some new listeners today, is the fact that how the psyops affected 60%+ of Americans to take the jab. That being said, look at all the people, Vince, who have said, oh, I don't want you, oh, you're not an American, you're not for humanity, I don't want you around my kids, I don't want you infecting my kids. And now we know, because of the shedding, this is a disease of the vaxxed, and this is a bioweapon, and we've lost worldwide approximately 20 million people, approximately 120,000 children in our country from this bioweapon. But where I'm going with this message is that only a very few amount, maybe low single digits, actually took the second bioweapon round. But we're not hearing the I'm sorrys. We're not hearing I didn't know. We're not hearing, oh, I was an idiot. We're not hearing people take responsibility and accountability for all this. Oh, I don't want you around my kids because you're not taking the vax. Because people didn't do their reading, research, and homework. So it shows that the alternative media is winning big time, because the message of the bioweapon and the morbidities and mortalities and all the facts that we've given over the last 3 years around the NIH or the FDA or Big Pharma or the mainstream media or the CDC. It's from us, the alternative media. But what we need, as you've heard me say before, we need humility. We have to say I was wrong. If we don't say I was wrong, then we're going to be subjected to more and more psyops and subjective emotional opinion. And this is why we need facts. And this is what I try and do, is to wake people up, not with those opinions, not with an ideology, but facts, evidence, and proof. And that's the only way you're going to get trust in society, Vince, because why would anybody, if you're not getting truth, you know, whether it be from Facebook or Google or TikTok, any of these social media sites and, the powers that be, if you will, to brainwash people, to sell propaganda, lies, and gaslighting. Why would anybody even tune in and listen to somebody like that who's just willing to blow smoke up people's butt so they can basically make them do certain behaviors that they know they shouldn't be doing? And a lot of these behaviors, a lot of these propagandas come from intelligence agencies and foundations. I don't just say this stuff. I don't say anything that I haven't given a published article or interview in the public domain. So, Vince, I don't want to use the term winning, but I am going to use the term waking up. And we just need more people to act on it. We need more people having uncomfortable conversations and sharing this information. What do you think, Vince?
Well, you opened the door. It's uncomfortable conversations. Rich, I know we did not talk about this, but here it goes. And I'm going to try to be polite with this description. So here's an exclamation point of what you said. So we've been talking about special groups who get jobs and positions, and the rest of us wonder, what the heck? That guy's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing, but yet he gets a lead position on the team. How does that happen? Well, here's an example. And I learned about this over the last week. So we have a friend who has a job. And this person works in a team of people in one of those industries that has keyboards and mice, and they click, and they work with customers. I'm not talking about telemarketing. I'm talking about they actually, we can call it banking, for example. So this new guy gets hired, and he's a homosexual. And people are wondering, what's going on? This guy's a homosexual. It's obvious. And he gets caught smoking dope, like within the first week. Gets caught smoking dope on the job. And so he gets counseled by the boss, his boss. And people go, geez, I can't believe it. They didn't fire him. He's smoking dope on the job, not paying attention, interacting with customers. This is not good. They're a professional organization. They try to respond politely and kindly, and this guy's just not part of the team in terms of his actions. A week or two later, he gets caught again doing the same thing. He doesn't get fired. Next thing that happens is he calls in sick for 2 weeks because he has emergency colon surgery. No kidding. So when you talk about special groups, there you are. We'll be right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I'm sure that you can think of special groups that get favors in your life, and I know the one that I just described is pretty graphic, but there are considerations that one must take when a special interest group is hired. There are cultural differences, there are societal differences, there are educational differences, there are experience differences, and then there are strength differences. There really are. So is it okay to hire, if you want to be a policeman, there's some standards that have to be met, like, well, you've got to be over 6 feet tall. You know, the Garden State Police, New Jersey Police, back in the 1950s, you couldn't be a cop if you were, you know, under 6 feet tall. They wanted to have guys that could handle themselves in a tussle. You know, we talked about this last week, that, you know, there are 3 female cops waddling trying to catch a perpetrator of a crime. So, you know, if we're trying to build the atomic bomb to stop World War II, if we're going to do something like that, do you want to have special interest groups as the chief scientists, or do you want to have the best, brightest people in the world work on the project? It's pretty simple to me, Rich.
Well, yeah, and Vince, I'm going to have have to be unleashed here with all the information that I have regarding a lot of the, of what we're talking about right now. But we got to remember, too, folks, you know, I try and do as much reading and research as possible. And this is why I've talked about things like the Leipzig connection over the years, where John D. Rockefeller said competition is sin. Social, basically, and that's why they've been funding since the early 1900s, these socialized progressive communist studies, okay? This is one of the reasons why they need to get rid of things like homeopathy and naturopathy and things like that, because they want a lot of drugs to be mind-controlling. And the Anti-Communication Manifesto, you know, where they use all these terms like global warming and climate change and common destiny, Agenda 21, common good, developmental city, sustainability, communitarian, socialism. It's all to eliminate individual rights. And just like Hegelian dialectic, when you look at Hegel from the German philosophy back in the early 1800s, he was really an imperial con artist, which was purposely confusing in his conclusions that were never sound, but his dialect allowed the globalists to use this unreasonable semantic professional wordsmithing Hegelian dialectic in order to create global dominance. Everything, it's all phony, folks, and this is, and we have to be aware that we're being played, and a lot of people don't want to admit that we're being played. So it's the same with ESG and EDI, which is environmental social governance or equality, diversity, and inclusion. This is all meant, all of it, to delegitimize work, to bring in UBI, which is universal basic income, and they're choosing certain groups who feel entitled to play the victim group status card based on your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. And what this does is eliminates value. When you look at, Vince has been talking for years about the quality, the customer service behind all of our products in America, and even our, you know, everything to do with commerce. And it's all going in one direction, and that's down. Because when you give people jobs that they didn't earn, there's not going to be value. This Great Reset, folks, has been planned for at least 100 years, has been planned. And unless we admit we were wrong, unless we admit we were played, it's only going to get worse, a lot worse. Because these people want to bring in robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence when they collapse the whole system. And you think you're going to have any say in any part of your life? You are not. So, Vince, let me know when you give me the green light, and I'm gonna start giving all this information on how America has been played.
Yeah. Okay. We're going into a break, and bottom of the hour break, news, commercial announcements, and when we come back, Rich, you've got the blackboard in front of the classroom.
Thank you, sir.
Say preparers. You are going to be educated. Things that are not taught in public school. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is set to meet later today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. Zelensky also set to meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill during his visit that comes at a critical moment in negotiations for emergency aid to Ukraine. More Americans are traveling on planes or by car this holiday season. Travel is still on the upswing after the COVID-19 pandemic. AAA is predicting over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles over the last 10 days of the year. It's the highest projection since 2019. An Ohio woman is pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act after violating an Ohio pro-life pregnancy center in April. This is USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Watch it. There's something happening. It's going to be sliding. One of today's hot. God, you're... Take my... When you go... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. And Rich, before you go on, did you read about the article where there were a couple people in an automobile and they were laughing and having a good time, and they intentionally mowed down a pedestrian, and they thought it was great, and they had cell phone footage of it? I mean, this happened weeks ago, but it just happened again.
Sure. This is not new news. I mean, it is happening.
Yeah.
But when you eliminate accountability based on what group you're in, this is the kind of stuff that's happening.
Well, it's happened in Seattle, and the comments are, hang them. Hang the perpetrators. Lynch them. People have had it. And so what you're saying about people are waking up, they are absolutely waking up because we have gone way, way, way beyond the pale. Way beyond. Needs to stop now. And I'm all for hanging them. You know, if they find these people guilty and they're having joy rides, whether they're high on dope or whatever it is, doesn't matter. They did it. And if they did it, they should be executed in the public square in front of everybody so that there's no mistaking, you know, maybe he or she or they were wheeled out of the back room and, you know, put in some protection program. No. Hang them and then leave them there for a few weeks. Make sure everybody gets a chance to see it. Back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Look, folks, I've been saying for almost 13 years on the air, stand for principle. If you don't stand for principle, you stand for nothing and you fall for everything. And I got three tiny little variables for this definition. One, the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Two, truth. Instead of propaganda, lies, gaslighting, hoaxes, false flags to sell narratives, truth. And third, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they're in, then you get to do it too. Can you imagine if we just had number three? I love it when a liberal tells me, oh, I can add more to that, to your definition of principle. So can I. I can add 100 things to that. But we can't even do this. People, until we admit we were wrong, until we admit that we've been played, conned, duped, and used, we're not going to get out of this. Until we start fighting for humanity, not by your group, not by your hyphen, not by your pronoun, because when we do this, we just give free lunch to the elites. When you do this, you're literally insulting the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of your own group when you play the victim group status card and you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. You're not empowering your group. You're definitely not empowering your nation. Lowering the bars of standards and expectations for the job just adds more animosity, divide and conquer strategies. There's no benefit. It just makes it degrades and disrespects you when you demand to lower the bars of standards for that job and qualifications. It's meant to make you submissive. In other words, it's meant to break your will. When I say will, when you look at your own will to do things you want to do, that's basically a definition of liberty, is free will. It's basically destroying America and rewarding mediocrity. So only a few, mostly the protectionist group status people, you know, like the Joe Biden kids, the Nancy Pelosi kids, the John Kerry kids, you know, these type of people, Liz Cheney, Rob Meathead Reiner, they didn't earn their job. They all got where they're at because of their daddies. So you are giving up your opportunity, your productivity, your ingenuity, your ability to control your own destiny. Okay, I have facts, evidence and proof. As much as I love to rant, I don't like opinions because I want to prove to you, the listeners around the world listening, when I say something, I want to prove it to you with evidence to show what we're getting into. Here's the first article right here, folks, and it's it's Al Gore. Okay, this is on the Gateway Pundit. Basically, he's saying any messaging opposing my view is a threat to democracy. And he's saying nobody should disagree with the government ideology. And he says it out loud. think about this. So his ideology, he's promoting anti-freedom, anti-liberty, anti-rule of law, identity politics, along with looking the other way while the government creating genocide, eugenics, and murder on the people. And he's talking about all this global warming here. Basically, he says that democracy is under threat because citizens aren't getting the same print news. That means the same lies, gaslighting, and propaganda. He's also saying that algorithms are threatening democracy because the governments can't control it. See, they don't offer proof, facts. They don't. It's all hoaxes. They don't give. Look at all the predictions that Al Gore said was going to happen regarding climate and global warming. The polar ice caps were going to be ice free, and the sea levels were going to come up. And do you remember all this stuff? And he gave dates. All the dates have passed, people. Remember in 2005, Al Gore was, of course, he had a microphone in his hand, and he's talking about how the taxpayers need to carbon credit scam company, which basically these globalists are controlling. So not only are they making you poorer and killing you, they're making profit from this. All this stuff is a brainwash. And until you admit you were played, we're never going to get out of this, folks. We need to show humility. And I can, believe me, every one of these articles I could talk about for an hour, but I don't have the time. And there's different articles and different subjects that trigger, and when I say trigger, I mean it in a good sense of the word, wake up different people. And this is why I try to give as many examples and categories as I possibly can. And I want to remind everybody, because I've given this these studies before in the past, but there's a major study that has come out not too long ago. It's also on the Gateway Pundit, that 9 times more deaths occur due to freezing cold temperatures than heat deaths every year. This is worldwide. I just want you to look at the math. Look at the demographics. Okay, you all know I live in Montana. So Canada's like right here, right next to me. So they have a higher density. Let me put it this way. They have more land mass than the United States. Okay, Canada owns more land than the United States. You know how much population they have, folks? Roughly in the neighborhood of 35 million. With illegal immigration, we're probably in the neighborhood of 350 million. And yet, the studies are coming out that 9 times more death due to freezing cold than heat deaths every year. Do the math, people. Most people live closer to the equator than by the poles. This is just common sense. It's all BS. All these predictions that they say was going to happen never did. Okay, this next, this is basically from a video. And basically, it's in Philadelphia, and this is happening around the country, not just Philadelphia. I know the nickname for Philadelphia is Killadelphia. I get it all. But basically, it's titled, Macy Security Guard Stabbed to Death by Suspect with Long Rap Sheet Trying to Steal Hats from a Store. His name was Tyrone Garcel Tuttle, 30 years old. And apparently, according to this story, and they show him literally stabbing a security guard. He came back a few minutes later and stabbed one of the security guards to death. So where we're going here is, you know, whether it be identity politics or whatever, let's look at the common sense and divide and conquer parts of the strategies that the globalists are doing. The first comments was a crazy lunatic killing people. Let's ban knives. Let's see how that works. All up thumbs. And he says, how about we just kill the lunatics instead? And the comment after that was, no, the DAs and judges won't have any of that. Folks, when I give examples, which is in the thousands now, over 13 years, about how the true culprits, I mean, there's a lot of culprits. Everybody has accountability here. But when you look at judges, lawyers, politicians, and bankers, they have sold you out. Now, do you remember this quote? We will take the United States under labels we have made very lovable. We will take it under liberalism, under progressivism, and under democracy. But take it, we will. This is from Alexander Drakenberg from the National Convention of Communist Parties at Madison Square Garden in 1944. How about this quote? Does this ring a bell to you? To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. This was given from a speech at the Conference of Education in California in 1954. When we say that this Great Reset has been planned for at least 100 years, we give facts, evidence, proof. Now, look back at that quote I just gave a couple moments ago. It's necessary to remove the minds of men their individualism. How many times have you heard me use the word group, 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 group? This is part of their plan. Group identity politics. Victim group status. Protectionist group status. It shows who they're going after. It confirms the traitors. It confirms the sellouts. People, we got to wake up. This is part of the, whether you call it communist, socialist, globalist, it's all part of the world economic domination. But they have to collapse the system. They have to collapse the system in every way, financially, economically, socially, politically. There's no election integrity anymore. There's no one doing their job in the realm of judges and lawyers and politicians and bankers. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for a job, this is what happens. They recruit people psychologically who are willing to sell out their own people, their own country, for their own personal benefit. How many thousands of examples have we given over the years?
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, and just as an exclamation point, class, I have intentionally told people in the past, over the last 3 years, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I'm talking about the jab. And they got the jab. And I said, so why'd you get the jab? And they said, well, I didn't want to get COVID. And each one of them has gotten COVID multiple times. And so I've said, so how many jabs did you get? And the answer is typically two. And then they say, but I'm not going to get any more. Because I got really, really sick with those jabs. I'm not going to do it again. But they don't say, Vinny, you know, you were right. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I believe the media. I believe the government. I didn't do my own research. I'm an idiot. And I'm paying the price for it. They don't say that part. They just say, I'm not going to get it again. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Yeah, I have a bunch of healthcare articles. I don't know if I'm going to get to it or not, but it's based on depopulation. And I'm going to go by memory here on one of the ones that's a real big one. And I don't know if I'll get to it today, but I'm paraphrasing the study. And the study basically says in England, of the people who took the shot in the last year, 1 million people died. The people who didn't take the death jab, 61,000 people died. So I want you to think about the ratio of death in this country. For every person who took the jab, I'm just translating this, 1 million people to a ratio died to a ratio of 61,000 people who didn't take the jab. This is horrific, people. Horrific. If we don't admit that we've been played, we're just going to keep doing it over and over and over again. You got to stop using your victim group status card. You got to stop using your hyphen and pronoun. The group, they want you to think about your group because they want to embarrass you. So they're forcing you psychologically to basically save face. They're attacking your ego and your pride. I've given the studies. I've read the studies. I said it for years. We got to wake up. All right. Talking about Al Gore and weather. This just shows, this is on Citizen Watch Report. This just shows trillion watt lasers. Basically, they've had lasers to bring down rain and lightning bolts. This is why we refer to Dane Wigington all the time on his website. There's so much proof. It's not the climate change, the global warming. It's not done from us. It's done from them. They have the chemicals they're spraying. I mean, even Bill Gates admitted to basically blocking out the sun. This interview is titled Trillion Watt Lasers Weather Manipulation Exposed on CBS News 9 years ago. Folks, we've given so much evidence and proof that they've had hundreds of patents on weather manipulation. HARP. I mean, we've given so many I can't even count them. Their job is to promote fear so they can take your money from you and give it to themselves. That's pretty much the bottom line. They want depopulation. Okay, moving on here. Man, I have parents horrified after school assigned daughter to sleep with boy on field trip. Now, I'm reading this off the Gateway Pundit, but this article has been on so many different venues. I mean, it's breathtaking. How many times did Vince and I tell you to get your kids out of the public government school system, folks? How has this benefited anybody? I'm going to read some of the comments here. This is no accident. It's by design. NATO 2030, World Economic Forum, the goal is roll out the Humanist Manifesto. Above is the overpowering impetus behind the traitorous behavior by the Biden regime. This is why illegal aliens are being pushed around the world. Diversity is not strength, but a death knell for humanity. That's absolutely 100% true. This needs to be next comment. This needs to be said over and over again until decent people understand it. You cannot let people raise your children and expect a good outcome. Ultimately, you cannot even trust anybody but yourself to teach your children or direct what they will be taught. Public schools are always going to the point where they were propaganda machines, and private parochial schools will never be too far behind them. Unless you want your children to follow whatever liberal government deem acceptable and fashionable, you will have to homeschool or have very trusted relatives and associates school your kids. This is the type of comments that we're seeing. People are waking up. We'll be right back after this break.
Just a quick question. Do you know people, class, who have taken the jab, have gotten sick, and have not really said, boy, what a dumb thing I did? Do you know anybody? I'll bet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.